Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, and it is so good to be back. I feel really bad. It's been a crazy, crazy few weeks with travel and time zone differences and some personal trials. Nothing too challenging, but just a kind of crazy few weeks, and that prevented me from podcasting as usual. But I'm back. Things are good. Thrilled to be back, tanned, rested, and ready. So I think we got a really good show for you today, and I am looking forward to it. Hopefully you are too. I wanted to talk today to you about a key trend as you head into 17, a key trend that you have to pay attention to that's so, so critical for where we're going as we get into next year. And it's really about content taking center stage. Now, many of you are probably already doing some content marketing or are certainly aware of content marketing, are certainly conscious of the need for content marketing. But what's really changing as we get into 2017 is how critical it is that content marketing be at the center of everything you do. That content marketing really drive so much of what you do from a business perspective, from a marketing perspective. I don't want to misstate that. Obviously, as I said a few weeks ago, content marketing is a powerful hammer, but not every problem is a nail. That hasn't really changed. But from a marketing perspective, content marketing is really becoming the whole shooting match. It's really the most important thing you can focus on. And the reasons for this are multiple. There's a ton of them. One, websites are increasingly standardized. Now, I'm kind of making air quotes as I say that because, you know, obviously you see different design and there's plenty of room for creative design. At the same time, we all know what a good website looks like, you know, more or less. There's a lot of standardization in terms of the way many websites look and feel, which you would expect for a medium that is now 20 years old. You know, admittedly, some on that more or less, maybe a little more or less, but you don't see the kinds of weird MySpace or GeoCities type websites that you used to see. They just appear less and less often. Frankly, some of you may not even know what GeoCities was, or MySpace, for that matter. It's just a sign that this sort of random website situation, this weird one-off website situation that you used to see has really gone away. And the customer experience is becoming much more standard. Guests and customers know what to expect from a website, and you have to meet that. Secondly, mobile has caused our customers to consume content endlessly. I talked about this in a Biznology post a couple of weeks ago, where people are looking for seamless experiences at every customer touchpoint. It's no longer a situation where it's offline or online. It's offline and online. People are online everywhere they go, all day, all the time. And so your content needs to support them at every possible touch point in the customer journey, not just when they're sitting in front of, quote unquote, a computer. We're also seeing enormous shift in this direction from many of the big media players. Just look at Verizon's purchases over the last year or so. You know, they just bought Yahoo last month. They bought AOL about, 15 months ago, 16 months ago? But they bought them because they want access to the content. Clearly, it's a sure sign of how important a certain trend is when people start throwing really big money at it. Obviously, we're going to start to see the personalization of content become more commonplace. Now, I've talked about this a number of times in episodes like Personalization Starts with a Person and some others that I will link to in the show notes. But it remains clear that personalized content is the next phase. And clearly, you cannot personalize content until you have the right content in place to meet your customers' needs. So those are all the kinds of things that are changing. And with them, customers' expectations of what they can expect anytime they're interacting with your brand and business, whether it be on social, whether it be via search, whether it be on your site, whether it be in email, whether it be in messaging, at every touch point, they need their questions answered. And as we look forward a little bit to some trends that people are talking about more and more, including me, when we think about artificial intelligence and virtual reality and augmented reality, most of which we'll only start to really, you know, we'll only start to feel in any meaningful way in 2017. They won't be core. They'll be sort of ancillary for a lot of folks. But those all depend on you having really good content, right? Virtual reality, you have to create the content of the whole world, or at least create your piece of the whole world that your customers will experience. Augmented reality, you have to have content that responds on demand to their need at that specific moment for them to understand additional insights and additional context that you're providing them with that information. And of course, artificial intelligence will do a lot of that for your customers, but by it asking the question and finding the answer, rather than having your customers explicitly ask the question or find the answer. So you won't even remotely be ready if, in fact, you don't have content that's effective at answering your customers' questions for each of the stages they're in on the customer journey ahead of time. So this isn't just about what you do 2017. This is about setting you up for success in the long run. So given these realities, what do you do about it? Well, first, you must create an effective content marketing strategy. And we'll look at that in some more detail next week, so I would encourage you to tune in for that. But I'm not going to leave you hanging. It's not like, where's the payoff? Ah, you have to come back next week. No, you know, you need to answer a series of questions. The first is, what do you expect your digital channels to do for you? What are your goals and objectives that you're looking for out of your digital channels generally and the content on those digital channels specifically? Ask yourself, how can your content support those goals? Next, you need to get a baseline of your existing content marketing efforts and your existing assets. So if you look at it from a people, processes, and platforms perspective, what do you have today that you can put to work today to begin to address your customers' questions, search, and social, and all the other channels we typically talk about? And you need to assess what gaps exist. What are the things that you don't have or the things that prevent you from being successful with your content today? Again, in a people perspective, on a processes perspective, and on a platforms perspective. Now, while we're going to talk about strategy next week, you can certainly be opportunistic in the meantime and start looking for ways to close the gaps between where you are and where you want to be. And then finally, you can plan for the increased collection, curation, crowdsourcing, and creation of content for your brand and business. Again, from that people, processes, and platforms perspective, how are you going to collect, curate, crowdsource, and create the content needed to get you where you're going, where you want to go? So as you think about the core trends that are driving what you do in 2017, it's critical that you remember we're going to focus more on the picture now, not the frame. We're not worried so much about the website. We're not so much worried about the social channel. We're worried about what story are we telling within that frame. And we need to recognize the fact that content now has taken center stage. It's no longer an adjunct to what you do from a marketing perspective. It's core to what you do from a marketing perspective. And we need to put content where it belongs, at center stage for our brand and business. Help it shine and be the star of the show, and help it help you drive the business results you're going to be looking for all through 2017 and beyond. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, but I want to remind you, you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there so that you can get the podcast delivered to you each and every week. You can also subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. And while you're there, if I could ask you to provide a rating for the show, I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, and of course via email using the email address podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that is podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I hope you have a great rest of the week ahead, a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Till then, take care, everybody.